Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sarah.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is your first time listening to the pod, the simple premise is... If this is your first time listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get something off our chest and you get something off of your chest too. Mm-hmm. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do.
I do.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, what she called us. Say she got one other way. These are my confessions. We know you weren't expecting this
surprise,
today.
Surprise, motherfuckers!
Hey, now Percy's off track.
Surprise, motherfucker! Guess who's here?
We typically call this day Blue Monday.
We do.
Around the world. Apparently, scientists, researchers say it's when you're likely to be the most depressed.
Yes.
The high of the New Year's and Christmas has worn off.
Yeah.
Most people are yet to be paid.
Which is the big
and
one.
And it's the longest wait, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, because oh people usually get early pay.
Yeah. Oh!
And early pay is nice when you get it.
Yeah, but it done out quick because you're paying for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, child, we said, no, we got to lift the kitty bops. Yeah.
So we're here.
We gotta raise the cousin's vibration.
We're here. We are here with a mini-sode. So let me get into it. The confession title is to skin the cat or not to skin the cat.
Skin it. Skin out my pom pom.
Boom, 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 boom. Anyway, so I've got my own, but hello, lovelies. Like everyone, I love you both and I love your show. So my confession, aka controversial opinion. Why do men like shaved cats? Bare waxed punanis. Why this thing about women looking quote unquote clean or quote unquote cute and women complying? Why are we all trying to look like prepubescent children when having sex? Golly. I'm really sick of hearing the excuse around quote unquote cleanliness. So were you ever taught sorry
why were you already laughing?
So were you ever taught how to wash yourself down there properly? And pubic hair actually protects against bacteria, STIs, and other pathogens being
so
transmitted. Google it. I just feel that we are getting... Stop, Candice. I just feel that we are getting to the point where we are losing the ability to smell and be attracted to the natural sex pheromones that are secreted into and held in pubic hair. What
Give
the?
It a break. This is a kink.
What the hell?
And we'll... Let's just put a little cane around and be to the ends.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. And we'll probably get to a point where there are more asexual people
Whoa.
I don't understand what's happening.
How did we go from pubic hair to asexual people?
I don't. More and more teens will have never had that part of their brain that induces attraction and sexual desire that reacts to sex pheromones fired up. What the hell is happening?
No, Charlie's just laughing at
me. Because they are all shaving their pubes from such a young age. Humans will evolve and lose the ability to detect sex pheromones and get less and less sexual desire, more asexual, ! I'm 28, I'm sick, and I'm tired of men demanding I wax before I have sex. I refuse and some of them actually back out or don't want to date me further. I blame porn where all the men where all the men are pubeless because it makes their todgers look bigger. And the women wax so the camera, so the cameras get a good close-up. So men now think that a woman with pubes is abnormal. Luckily, my new...
What is it?
Luckily, my new man loves my unskinned, neatly coiffed.
So why are you writing in?
Loves my unskinned, neatly... What is it, Charlotte? Coiffured? Coiffured. Is that a coif?
I thought it was coiffed.
Child, I don't know.
I thought it was coiffed.
Child,
manicures.
He likes the cat and loves having...
I will not do this. I've got a dog on my lap. She won't like that.
This episode is crazy. Okay. And my man loves having a good sniff to get him all excited. He swears he's got more desire than ever before. Brackets, research shows Jesus. That pheromones have a positive effect on mood. Why aren't more men like this? And why do women pander to this misogyny and patriarchy and pretend it's because they are uncomfortable with their own pubic hair? There, I said it.
Girl, you said a lot.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
No, as someone who has been Mr. Clean, Mr. Shine down there for many, many years, it solely is a me thing.
Right.
Since you wanted to be so graphic, I can't stand when a pubic hair gets tangled in a tampon string. You ever thought that, motherfucker? You ever thought that? You were like, writing all these big bars, just chatting shit. When that string gets in a double knot... with that Amazon forest, you'll be talking a different talk. What? What if you got 4C pubic hair? You there talking with all your privilege, you use the word todger, so you know what I'm getting at.
Hi.
I don't know no sister that uses that word.
Hi.
So your pubic hair grows different.
Hi.
Nah, come on.
Hi.
Got to get some diversity and inclusion around pubic hair. I want my freedom.
I don't know. What the fuck? Candies. Jesus Christ. Of Nazareth. Born in Bethlehem. Listen, first of all, okay.
No, why does she care so much?
No, I'm not gonna lie to you. Pheromones this, pheromones that, sex pheromone, pubic hair and pheromone and... Whoa. Whoa there, sister. Pheromone this, some pheromone that, and the sex and the pubic hair with the pheromone this. Calm down. Rain it in. What's happening? What's happening? Every three sentences. What's happening? What? I'm confused. I'm confused and I'm confused.
Very much.
Like, and don't get me wrong, I do get that there is a conversation around men who do say that they want women to be completely shaved or completely waxed or whatever. Yes, absolutely. Don't let anyone take
you. And in my opinion, there is something rooted in paedophilia when that desire is front and center of the conversation.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yes.
Because it does just lean towards an underdeveloped child.
Yeah.
So I hear that.
I hear that. Yeah. But at the same time, whether you want a Jackson Fro or you want a slip and slide, do what makes you happy, sis.
Because also, again, as a woman who boldly makes that choice for herself, you have to be careful of the blanket statements you're making there. I couldn't care what other people do. And I know that my choice isn't related to porn. It's just the way I like to feel.
I was a Jackson Fro girly for a good 5 to 7 years. I started getting waxes.
Girl, I ain't never
a year and a half ago, year ago. Changed my life.
Life changing.
Changed my life. And should I miss a month because life has got in the way? Fine, you know, let the pheromones and the pheromones be pheromoning and this and that. But I will text my wax lady and say, hey, girl, Katrina, I'm going to need you on the waves to come along. Like, so I don't know. There was a whole lot are in here. And some are points, but like, I don't.
No, when you've got that pubic hair that you can do a silk press on, whole deep condition, little vagina shaped shower cap. You stay.
Okay. All I can envision is a triangular shower. held on by a bobby pin.
She started it. Don't Candice switch it.
She started it. I finished it. Yeah, I don't know what.
And you have a man that is enjoying you so much now. Where's
just date men who enjoy that.
Yeah.
But do you know what I do love? Harry Pessoa music. There is a genre. There is a genre. There is a genre of music.
Yeah.
That is definitely for people who have Harry Pessoas and enjoy their Harry Pessoas. And it's for that. There's a feel to it. It's not fully rhythm and blues. It's not fully neo soul.
Okay, wait. Because even though it's not of this genre, do you know what is a Harry Pussois song?
Go on.
I don't like no whips and chains. Yeah, she can turn me out. But I'm with that loving on me, baby. With that loving on me. Because I'm vanilla, baby. Yeah,
I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby.
That is. I get it.
You get what I mean?
I get it.
There is a Harry Pussois
genre.
And I sometimes like to lean into the genre of the Harry Pussois. It makes me feel a way. It sends a tingle. I like it.
Them natural deodorant bitches.
Yeah. When they get into their music bag, they make a tune or two.
I hear that.
So yeah, I will say I like that.
The Harry Pussman genre.
But yeah, girl, go rest. Go
enjoy your.
Go let your man sniff your. Let him go sniff your pissoir in peace. Leave us alone with the pheromones and the pheromones. Go and enjoy.
Guys, if that didn't raise your spirits today, I don't know what will. Oh my God, what's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet. Hi. Oh wait, end of season.
Oh. How can we go? Guys, it's the end of season 4. Damn.
Damn. Okay.
Ciao. Woo.
We'll see you for season 5, babies.
I'm glad she's in.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.